Hello, Starlight. Now you find yourself safe in my room. In the twilight realm of Erberus, you're looking through my clothes, taking out different things, trying to find something to wear to dinner. Hey, Starlight. How is it going? Are you settling in okay? Glad to hear it. I mean, I kind of figured from the looks of this place, but I just wanted to be sure. So you're not just this messy back in the mortal realm, hmm? Yes, about that. I've been meaning to ask you, how the fuck did you pull that off? Well, I was half expecting Father to send you back to the mortal realm without even looking at you. I mean, you are a snack. Either that or smite you where you stood. Yet, somehow, you walked out of that meeting not only with all of your limbs intact, but an invitation to dinner? Oh, the Riz. I'm sure you're charming, if by charming you mean childish and irritating. It doesn't matter what you wear. You look great in anything. Snack. I just meant, you know, you're not bad looking for a mortal. In the right light, you're even more than a snack. Though, if you want my advice, maybe. Stay away from the blue chiffon. You don't want anything that's going to accentuate your dark circles. Fine. Suit yourself. It's not like I'll be there to see it. I don't know. You're the one he invited, not me. Things work a little differently when your father is a god. I may be his daughter, but I'm not exactly in his good graces right now. I'll show up, but I'm not making any promises. Though, to be honest, he might not even notice I'm at the table. Oh, it's not that complicated. I do my work, and he ignores me. Wanted a son, except for when I do something wrong, of course. Then he pauses everything to chew out this juicy behind symbol. No, it doesn't bother me. It's fine, just peachy keen. It's not like there's anything I could do about it, though. So what's the point? No. Why would he be interested in the feelings of his daughter? Oh, right. So I should just waltz into his office and start pouring my heart out? Maybe play some sad violin music in the background while I'm at it. Oh, smallest violin. Saw that in a dream. Look, just forget it. I said forget it. It's none of your fucking business anyway. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have snapped at you. Yes, he was not around much when I was growing up. He's always had so many more important things to do. Ever since Aunt Athena breathed life into the mortals, it's been busy. I mean, I get it. It's a lot for me sometimes, and I'm only in charge of dreams. Can't imagine how much he must have on his plate, being the god of sleep in general. It's just, I don't know. It's not like it takes a ton of time or effort to say, good job. Would it kill him to do that every once in a while? Yes, you're right. I guess invisible is a good way to put it. Ironic that my job literally requires me to be invisible most of the time. I just want him to see me, you know, to be proud. I tried to help. I did everything I was supposed to do. And more. I learned how to use my sand. I offered to take over the dream department, to give him a break. I helped manage the Oini, but I don't know. I did everything right, at least up until now. But no matter what I do, it's never enough. So what am I risking? I could kick Zeus off his damned throne in Olympus with my high-heeled shoe, and I doubt Father would even look up from his work. I wish to be worth something to him. At the rate I'm going, I'm just a fucking waste of space. Well, of course, you'd say that, but... Oh, thanks. It's rather pleasant to know someone appreciates me, even if it's immortal. I guess I could try. Talking to Father, I mean. I doubt he'll listen, but if he doesn't, I guess I'm no worse off than when I started. Sure, you can be supportive, but like I said, I don't think there's much that you can do. I do appreciate it, though. Thank you, Starlight. So, how are you liking Everest so far? What? Were you expecting it to be all doom and gloom? It's the place where the recently deceased pass through en route to the underworld. Therefore, it must be a hellish wonderland. No, I get it. It is beautiful, though. The poppy fields, the soft gray of the landscape, the golden rapids of the Lethe. Oh, just FYI, don't ever drink the water. Unless you want to forget literally everything about who you are, where you've been. Oh, darling, you won't even remember your name. I fell in it once as a child. Long story. But being a god, it still took me a month to get my marbles back. 0 out of 5 stars, would not recommend. Why do I talk like what? Oh, all modern. Fuck off. You're the one who told me I needed to get with the times. Why shouldn't I use modern words? I guess it's because, I don't know. Despite the fact that you mortals can be annoying as a fuck sometimes, I gotta hand it to you. You're pretty resilient. The civilizations that worshipped us died out long ago. But even when they crumbled, you humans simply kept going. No matter what life throws at you, wars, diseases, pandemics, you always somehow pick yourselves back up and just keep existing. And some of the shit you've come up with in the last 1500 years is rather sweet. Indoor plumbing, air conditioning, oh, and sour gummy worms. To die for. What? What bags? Oh, inside the Emporia? Oh, shit. Okay, listen to me. You absolutely can't let anyone know about those, okay? Nothing is supposed to cross from the mortal realm into Erebus except, like, souls. If Father found out. What? Are you seriously trying to blackmail me? You little shit. You think you don't count as one of those mortal goods yourself? I mean, okay, Father already knows about you and seems to like you for some fucking... But still, you'll never know. He might throw you out along with the sour gummy worms. Fine, fine. You can have some, but you must keep quiet. Leave. Too bad. Fine! You drive a hard bargain, human. Starlight, I am almost impressed. I said almost. I fully expect you to pay me back once we're in the mortal realm. Oh, I don't know. Either when we've dealt with Epialis or when Father's patient runs out. One of the two. Whichever comes first. We will. I'm trying to think of a plan. Epialis is a sneaky, sneaky bastard. But she's not invincible. With any luck, when she can't find you in the mortal realm, she'll just pick a new target. If not, though, I don't know. I'll think of something. Just give me some more time. And more gummy worms. I know, I can't blame you for being afraid. Having a demon after you would be enough to make Hercules quake in fear, let alone a regular mortal like you. But honestly, you've been as brave as any hero. Yes, the way you fought her power however you could. And then withstood meeting her face to face. No aura. You even let me whisk you away to a strange realm. Though, to be honest, I'm not sure that part was brave or simply stupid. But still, you're pretty badass. Oh, come on. Don't get all mushy on me. Maybe I am going a little bit beyond my job description, but I hate that bastard as much as you do, and I'm not about to let her win. We're going to get her, I promise. All right, one more hug. Going to start charging you gummies for these. Damn, how are you always so warm? You're like Aunt Hestia's sacred flame. I think I could get used to this. Oh, shit. Gotta go. If I'm going to crash your little dinner party with Father, I've got to get changed. Just remember, anything but the blue chiffon. Oh, fuck you too. See you later, Starlight. Hands off my gummy worms. I'll know